Kathleen. How wonderful it is to be with each of you in this room or in your home on this lovely summer morning. Aren't we thankful for the much-needed rains yesterday? Wow, you just wanted to go out and stand in it. I hope you were able to see the mountains in the late evenings. Did you see it when the storm had passed over the mountains and it was dark, you know, on the other side of the mountains, but then the sun shone on the mountain, and then there was a rainbow, and it was like, wow. It was so beautiful. It was gorgeous. Well, in our first song, A Much Loved Hymn, we will sing, Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again, gladly forever adore him. May these words resound from our mouths and our hearts. Please stand as you can and sing Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. It's hymn 139 if you want to pick up your hymnal. And then we're going to follow it immediately with another great song of praise, Holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord.
This weekend on the mission trip this week. I was the cook, so I'm not sure it was a blessing for the rest of the team. But nevertheless, these trips will always be some of the best weeks of my life. They will be sharing their experiences later in September, but our devotions this week focused on several heroes of the Old Testament, Joshua, Gideon, Esther, and others. They were ordinary people, often overcoming great fear and witnessing God's love and faithfulness because of that faith in miraculous ways. We were reminded not only of God's faithfulness, but of his goodness. He is indeed a good Father who loves us without condition and provides a peace that we cannot explain. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are our good Father. How thankful that we can claim that as our reality today. We are grateful for the blessings of this day, and we ask for your presence and peace in our struggles. May we rest in your love, in your presence, and in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. May the words of this song speak to your heart. Good, good Father.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of a love the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. To you are, to you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I've known that we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. Who you are, to you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. 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 To us. Oh, this love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so still as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love your good goodbye. To you are, to you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you. To I am, to I am, to I am your good, good father. To you are, to you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you. To I am, to I am, to I am your good, good father. To you are, to you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you. To I am, to I am, to I am. You are perfect in all of your ways.
You are
perfect in all of your ways. To I am.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And let's take a moment to stand and greet one another.
Can I get your all's attention, please? I hate to break up a nice visit like that, because that's a big part of what we come here to do, you know. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, a little more about that in my sermon, actually, about how important our fellowship together is. But right now, I want to talk to you all, you young people here. And I brought some stuff again to show you. I've been bringing stuff, and the first thing I brought, we've been talking about plants a lot, and I'm going to talk about plants again today. The Bible talks about plants, and Jesus talks about plants. And remember last week, I brought a plant, my Christmas cactus, and showed you. But one of the reasons we're talking about plants so much is because, you know what this is? It is something I got out front in the church there, and it's the vision statement of Bethany United Methodist Church. And it says, at Bethany, we connect with God in community, we grow in our likeness to Jesus Christ, and we serve our neighbors. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So we connect, grow, and serve. That's what we're all about. And that's why that grow part is why I keep talking about plants. And I want to show you another plant today. And it's going to look a little bit like, what does it look like? It looks like another Christmas cactus, doesn't it? It's not quite as big as the one I brought, the one I said that I'd had for over 15 years, but this is a baby that came from that one. So this one, a piece of that other Christmas cactus we took and we put in here, and it started to grow. And you know what? I'm going to do something today that I don't know if I should do this or not, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to give each of you all a piece of this Christmas cactus. And you have to promise me that you will take good care of it. And when you get home, if you can find a little bit of dirt, a little bit of soil in a pot to put it in, it'll grow for you. And then maybe about a year from now, when we have our children's message, I'll ask all of you all to bring your Christmas cactuses back, and we'll see how big they've grown. And so we're kind of like, what I'm doing is like, you know how we're supposed to spread the good news about Jesus? Well, I'm going to spread the good news about this Christmas cactus and give you all a piece of it.
Let's help the dogs.
Don't let the dogs eat it.
Yeah.
And don't you all eat it either. Here you go.
Yeah, just like, take a bite out of it.
You know what I'm doing? This is the Bible story today about pruning. And this is kind of a way of pruning. It doesn't hurt the plant. The plant's glad because it knows it's going to have lots of new plants going to be made from that. Okay? Let's have a prayer together, okay? You want to? Dear God, we thank you for these children. Once again, Lord, we ask your blessing on each one of them, that they continue to grow, that you keep them safe and in your special care. And Lord, we ask that you help them to learn as we learn about you and to love you and to spread your word. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You guys can go back to your seats now.
Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see everyone today. Today's scripture lesson comes from the Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it will bear even more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The word of God for us, the people of God.
See, the first two Sundays they did this for me. Worn out my welcome already. And that's heavy too. I want to start out with a song again, just to sort of get us into being open to the Spirit. And this one's actually in your hymnal, so I'm going to invite you to sing this one with me. It's number 347 in the United Methodist Hymnal. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're just going to do the first verse and the chorus and just hope that that sort of opens us up to God's Holy Spirit as we prepare ourselves to hear God's Word. Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and
Let him fill your hearts and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you, and his spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land.
Amen to that. Let us pray together. Lord, once again, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, let me grab this again back here. Did you know that the vision of this church is to connect, grow, and to serve? Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's a great vision statement, and it's good that you all have a vision statement, because it shows me, or tells me, that you all have put the work in as a congregation to think about those kind of things. And how important it is to have guidance and to know where you're going and where you're hoping to get to. On the website, the church's website, which is also excellently done, it says that Bethany's vision statement is to connect, serve, and grow. And it says this, and I don't know if you've heard this for a while, but I want to say it for you now. And if you want to hear it again, go to the website and read it. It says, this is a quote, "Our vision is both a dream of who we want to be for God and our community, and a plan for how to accomplish our mission at Bethany. Our vision becomes reality in three primary ways. We connect in worship, we grow in small groups, and we serve through missions. Worship, small groups, and missions are the ways we live out our discipleship, the best ways we know how to follow Jesus. We connect, we serve, we grow, and we serve." So as I said to the kids this morning, I'm going to stick with that plant theme for a little bit longer as we're talking about growing. And our focus scripture today is that story of the vine and the vine grower. Last week, if you'll recall, we talked about some other parables that Jesus told that had to do with plants. We talked about the parable of the mustard seed. We talked about the parable of the sower. Now, I know a little bit about plants. I studied plants and was very interested in plants before I got into education and in Christian education and working in congregations. And there's something that I know about plants that probably most of you all know, and I have a feeling many of you all know maybe more about plants than I do. But we know that plants need several things to grow well, to remain healthy, and to produce fruit. They need light, they need water, they need soil, they need nutrients, and they need air. Christians are kind of like plants in some ways.
We need certain things to grow well and remain healthy and produce fruit also. There's a theologian and a pastor named Dr. R.C. Sproul, and he says that there are five things every Christian needs to grow. And these are, according to him, prayer, worship, Bible study, service, and stewardship. Now, I agree with this list, but I'd like to add one more thing that I believe is one of the most important, another very important factor in our growth as Christians, and that is fellowship with other Christians. Amen? Amen. Because we cannot be Christians in isolation. We depend on each other. The Apostle Paul talks about this in the 12th chapter of the first book of Corinthians. He compares the church to the body of Christ and each of us as members of that body. You know the scripture? Let me read it to you. Paul says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." Indeed, Paul goes on and says, "The body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose." We can apply this plant metaphor to the idea as well by thinking of the church or the body of Christ as a field, if you will. In fact, this is not a new idea either, but is also biblically based in that Jesus also likened the kingdom of God to a field in the story of the parable of the weeds, which, if you want to look it up later, is in the 13th chapter of Matthew. So if we think of the church as a field, we can see the interdependence that we have on each other just as we can in Paul's idea of the church as the body of Christ. Perhaps instead of a field, we might use a lawn as an example, because I think that we're all familiar with lawns and the care that goes into working to maintain a healthy and beautiful lawn. If we were like a lawn, then we might think of each of us individually as blades of grass that work together as we grow together to make up a beautiful, lush, and green lawn. But for each of us to grow the best, we need those six things that we mentioned before. We need prayer on a regular basis. We need to come to worship and be here to give glory and honor to God. We need to be involved in Bible study. Maybe every morning, individually, you're involved reading your Bible, or maybe getting involved with a group that gets together and talks about the Bible together. We need to be involved in service to others. And we need to be involved in stewardship, which is giving of our time and our talents. And we need to be involved in fellowship with other Christians. In this lawn metaphor that I'm talking about, we can see that if we as followers of Christ and as members of this congregation neglect to put these growth requirements into practice in our own lives, we are not only stunting our own individual growth as Christians, but also letting our fellow members down as well. Because our places in the lawn that we occupy will become barren patches that will not enhance the beauty, integrity, and fruitfulness of the lawn, which is the beauty, integrity, and fruitfulness of the church. I believe that this is one of the reasons that many churches are in such bad shape these days, because too many Christians are neglecting their basic individual growth requirements. It's easy to see that if too many Christians neglect these individual growth requirements, then it's only a matter of time before the church as a whole begins to suffer. I know that you all love your church. And I've heard many of you say that you want to see it grow and become more fruitful. The only way that this can happen is if we all individually and corporately recommit to practicing the things that will help us grow as Christians. We need to recommit to our congregational vision to connect, grow, and serve. Then the whole lawn will be lush and beautiful and fruitful again. And as others walk by and see our beautiful lawn, they will want to be a part of it as well. And then, like healthy lawns always do, our lawn will begin to spread until it covers the whole community and maybe even the whole valley. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we want to grow. We want to grow closer to you. We want to grow closer to each other. We want to connect. We want to grow. And we want to serve. Help us to have a renewed energy, a renewed commitment to doing the things that help us to grow closer to you. And as we do so, to bring this body together and into fruit. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to pray now a blessing on our offering, which it can be we will be receiving on your way out of the congregation. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all of the many blessings which you continue to bless us with. Help us to be aware of just how much you do for us each and every day. And Lord, we bring back now a small portion of these many gifts, and we offer them up in your name for your praise and your honor and your glory. Amen. It's time for us to be in prayer together as a congregation now, and so I'd like to start by asking if you all have any joys or concerns or just things you want to lift up in prayer. Yes.
My dad is having a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Okay, your dad is having a colonoscopy tomorrow, so we need to be in prayer for him. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, the process leading up.
Yes, that prayer for that especially, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to pray for Jim's brother-in-law. He had a stroke. He is at UVA. They had to do surgery, but he came through the surgery. He's doing well. It's a long process, but we would appreciate your prayers. His name is John Morris.
Prayers for John Morris, Jim's brother-in-law.
Jim's brother-in-law.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. I'm going to ask for your prayers, for traveling prayers for me. I'm going to be heading to Cincinnati shortly after our service today to pick up my parents. Need prayers for safe travels and prayers for patience, too, probably. And your continued prayers for me are, I really do appreciate the prayers as I seek to be a servant leader in your midst. I need all the prayers I can get.
and they are appreciated. They definitely are. Let us pray together. Yes, I'm sorry. No, yeah, please.
I'm not sure where to put this. Thank you so much for your prayers and concern for my mom. She's doing better. Just wanted to sort of a combination announcement. She's moving to BMRC tomorrow. So if you were thinking about doing a card and sending it to Encompass, which was the address in the cabinet, don't do that. It's fine to send it to her house. We pick up her mail every day, and we take her mail to her. So, you know, whatever way works best for you. But she will be moving tomorrow, so continue prayers for continued healing.
Thank you, Dale.
Oh, and a praise that the pathology on the mass in her brain came back, and it was benign. So no further treatment.
Let us pray together. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places may give thanks to you in all things. We pray these things in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We have time now for announcements. I don't know if there are any announcements. Or we've already sort of covered them all, but does anybody have any?
Next week's going to be Christmas in July.
Next week, yes. Christmas in July. Yes. Okay. So we're going to sing some Christmas carols, and who knows what else might happen. Yeah. Anything else? Well, if not, then I will invite our musicians back up for our closing hymn.
Took my music out with me. Oh, we're going to sing sorry about that. I'm really discombobulated. My brain's tired. We are going to sing just a fun and beloved older hymn called The Church in the Wildwood. And some of you will know it well, and others may not have ever heard it. But I would invite you to stand and join in this joyous song.
valley by the wild, put no lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. Amen.